From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And my name is Jack.
And welcome to the...
Don't need to slap you in the face.
Why?
Because you know what Jorge said, sometimes... You know, to be a better actor, you need to be slapped in the face. Maybe you need to be slapped in the face, be a better podcast.
Why? You think I'm a bad podcaster?
You're just a little down. You're a little,
I'm not
you're a little drained. You just don't seem to have that enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm?
This is the eighth take.
More like the second. All right, welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast. How's everybody doing out there?
I'm Jay.
I didn't say that. Check the tape. Just check the tape. I wasn't like that at all.
You erased the tape.
Like, wait, we don't even use tapes. Why are we talking about tapes?
Oh. Well, whatever you erased, you.
We're going to be looking back to last week's episode, The Economist. Looking ahead to this week's episode, Eggtown.
And we still don't know who The Economist is.
No, we don't, for
Lots
sure.
Lots of great theories out there. But
yeah, and we'll be getting to those calls today about what you thought about this episode. Also, we have a listener theory of the week. And anything else you want to have in today's show?
We're going to talk about the contest.
I think we'll be having two segments from Doc Ars today. His Through the Looking Glass, which will be at the end of the show.
We're going to move that one to the back. That way there's no confusion. Once we say goodbye, then it'll go into Doc Art's
Through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass.
So if you don't want us to spoil
it, we'll have
stop
spoilers
listening.
In it.
Because we thought skipping ahead was pretty easy, but even that's tough sometimes.
Well, I think so some people are in their cars and they're
not
paying
attention. Not really paying attention. Like,
well, I think the biggest problem is they don't pay attention to you. At that point, they're probably sleeping.
Yeah.
And then when Doc Arts comes on, it wakes them back up. It's like an alarm clock. You know? Uh-huh. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. So we're
you're like Tylenol PM.
Uh-huh.
And Doc Arts is like, I don't know, wake me up. I don't have sugar. Caffeine.
What's that drink? Is it Surge?
Surge, yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, so we're putting that at the end. So
the new Pepsi drink.
I think it's about as easy as we can make it for you guys to avoid the spoilers.
Because people, the problem we have is a lot of people want spoilers.
Yeah.
And we're trying to stay spoiler free.
Mm.
Not always working.
Yeah.
Because we get emails and people spoil us.
But we're trying to satisfy both customers.
Right.
The ones that don't want spoilers and ones that do. So we're going to put that at the end. But his new segment will remain during the actual bulk middle of the show.
Yep.
So I think we have a great show to get into. But before we get into anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt and or hoodie, check out shopsalmon8.com or click the link right now in the AAC feed, or check out jayandjack.com and click the big old button on the sidebar. Also, if you'd like to help us out with our advertising endeavors, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed for our Wizard Media survey. Also, you can check out the link on our website at jayandjack.com in the top right-hand section of the sidebar, big W on there for Wizard Media. Also, I want to give a big thanks to Doug, who actually went out of his way and donated money to our cause. We usually don't accept donations or really ask for donations, but he sincerely wished to do this for us. And
I told him just to buy a couple shirts.
Yeah, but he wanted to do this, and we weren't going to say, no, we're not going to take your money.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
So we thank him very much, and big thanks to Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
That's about it.
Okay, let's get
ready to get some Lost interview.
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
Beat you.
I think you should go back to being down.
All right. Last interview, looking back at some of the Easter eggs and maybe bring up some discussions about the episode.
You know what?
We're gonna get into.
The frames were different.
No.
The frames were. Is that what it was?
No. That was last week. Okay. Unfortunately, we missed that one last week. But thank you for everybody sending
those emails. I'm glad everyone sent us an email after we recorded.
after we recorded that episode. Because all that discussion seemed to come after the Sunday we recorded.
You know, I feel bad because that's something stupid that I would notice.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I noticed the little tiny things, uh-huh. the unimportant.
Which is really right around the show.
It wasn't unimportant.
Yeah.
It was really important. But
mm-hmm.
I'll notice like things like a lampshade hanging the wrong way or something. I kept looking at that kid. Never
all the time, it's useless. But the one time it could have been useful.
The 150 emails the next day, I appreciate it. Thank you.
First up, Ben's passport that Said was looking at. It was a Swiss passport. And the name on there was Dean Moriarty. Moriarty. Said born March 3rd, 1962, or it was like 03 March 62. So
I guess we got an email from Mike who pointed out that was Sherlock Holmes' arch rival.
Oh, really?
That was his name. Yes.
Oh, very nice.
I did not know that.
And then we also get another email about maybe.
Someone had a good theory about that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Maria from Boston said, maybe we'll find out that one of Ben's passports had Jonathan Latham on it. So maybe he is the guy in the coffin.
In the coffin. I think that makes sense.
Because we've had
sense.
A lot of emails saying that now they believe Ben is in the coffin.
Yeah.
So that's a good theory from Maria.
I think so. Next up is Naomi's bracelet. RG or RC? Now, when I first saw this, I was like, it's RG.
Yeah, and then I was listening to Darmlars today.
Yeah, me too.
And once I got past all the math... You know,
yeah.
I appreciate them doing the effort,
but I just
probably like
I
them. I had such a headache afterwards, yeah. But I had no idea. I was confused because we said, you know, no math.
Yeah.
But Ben said it looks like RC, and we watched it again.
Yeah. And when he said it, I was like, RC, it's stupid. Ben,
dude is
stupid.
Crazy. Yeah. Dude is crazy.
But watching it and looking at the screencast, which you'll see right now in the AC feed. It looks a lot.
So I agree.
Like RC.
I have to agree with Ben. I think it is Royal Crown.
I still think it's a G because like the bottom half of the little kind of swoop, it's thicker than the top. So I think it still kind of signifies a G.
And we had an email from someone. I couldn't find it, but they said maybe it's a Republican Guard.
Ah.
RG, and I was like, well,
maybe.
You never know. So I apologize to the person. I just, I was looking for it today and couldn't find
it. Yeah. But I'll always be with you, RG. Now, why would the Republican Guard say that, I'll always be with you?
I don't know.
So it was N, I'll always be with you.
You never know.
Yeah. But what are your theories? Do you think it's The Economist? Do you think it's like a friend? Do you think it's a loved one?
It's the same one that Elsa was wearing, right? Similar?
Well, we saw, if you look at it right now, you can see it was like the same bracelet, but we don't know if they had different engravings on it.
And Syed seemed very interested in that bracelet.
Yeah.
In fact, he stole it. Didn't he?
Well, yeah, he had it with him, yes.
Right. So he took it from Naomi.
It's
right.
Naomi.
I got criticized for saying Naomi.
Yeah, it's Naomi. Naomi.
Is it Naomi?
You're going Naomi.
Well, that's what
or
I...
Naomi.
Someone told me to say Naomi. It's not
Is it Naomi?
It's Naomi, not
Naomi.
Not,
okay.
We've been
you
saying,
confused me. I was saying it right. You were saying it wrong.
Yeah, so I'm making an effort to say it right. They right. said I was torturing them, and I said, well, you know, I'm Saeed's brother. That's what I do.
But,
Naomi.
Naomi.
Yes.
All right.
So why would he steal it?
Yeah, Naomi. I don't know where you got that. It's Naomi. That's right. You're messing me up. But so RG, RC, any ideas?
Or I still think it's Rose. I'll be honest, I have no idea. And then
I like
Regina.
The Regina, maybe.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense. You know, they're both on the boat together.
Unless we'll have to wait and see if we ever see Regina.
Yeah.
In person and
do you think
find out what her last
this
name
is. RC or RG, do you think that's like same level as like Who's in the Coffin?
That we might not find out for a while. Is that what you're
or
saying?
Or may not find out, but do you think it's as significant as Who's in the Coffin?
It's driving people crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You think it's up there?
Yeah, I think it's up there.
All right. Next up, Elsa in the cafe was playing Sudoku.
Okay.
Just a little analyzation of the book.
Okay.
I thought maybe you had some grand theory or something.
No.
Wow, you kind
of. I'm only good for.
You're kind of stinking today.
I'm only good for a theory. I have. Back, I don't know where there's phone calls attacking me on my theory.
Uh-huh.
I got backup here. I got,
oh, really?
I got,
okay,
I got ammo.
Okay,
bring it
for
on.
Your big theory that everyone's talking about.
Bring it on,
piece of crap theory. Next up, looking at a closer look from the promotional photos, we had a good look at the dance instruments that he was using. And the time difference, the 31 minute time difference. What does this mean? What do you think the time difference means?
Well,
there's been a lot of different theories
well,
about this
obviously there's a
now.
Difference in time on,
well,
from the island
of course, but,
the real world, but then people were bringing up a good point.
Uh-huh.
Why the walkie-talkies? Why the phones?
Yeah, how are those on time?
I don't know.
Why is there not a delay there?
I got to be honest, it's so over my head, I have no idea. So actually, someone had a Mark from Madison said, what if it just what the test was a fake? Just a screw over Daniel and the lost.
So the whole Regina and everything she was
maybe
saying,
she didn't
like the meters
maybe,
and everything.
Well, maybe she didn't send it off. Maybe she sent it off 31 minutes late.
Well, then how did the clocks do? I mean, I guess she could have set up the clocks that way.
Yep.
But I don't know. Why would she do that, though?
I don't know.
But
that's all it said in the theory.
A lot of people are saying like the island is always 31 minutes off from the real world. I don't think that. I think it's just like depending on where you come in, if you like your trajectory and everything, it's different all the time. It's never specifically the same amount of time.
There's something going on because every time the you know you have your the helicopters get around yeah. there, boats and stuff. The instruments uh-huh. get all messed up. So there's got to be something going on.
Again, or something. Yeah, exactly.
It's over my head.
But it's definitely, I think it's not always the island is 31 minutes behind. I just think it's maybe depending on how it comes in and whatever happens when it goes through, as my Dan said, it disrupts the time. And I think it's different every single time. I don't think it's always 31 minutes.
Do you think we'll find out soon? Because Dan seems to be, he has some idea what's going on, doesn't he?
I think at least this season, I would hope so. Because they're there, I would hope like maybe the storyline would kind of answer some of that. Maybe
now that we're getting 5 more episodes.
Yeah.
That we weren't going to, so a total of 13. Mm-hmm. So we got 10 more to go.
Yeah.
Will we find out?
Don't know.
Because it seems to me Dan knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Or he has some kind of idea because he said about
and
the
he's doing
light
the experiments
scattering
now.
Differently.
Yeah. And I think hopefully we will get to that. I hopefully at least by this season.
Are you going to guarantee it?
I can't guarantee it, but that's what I think. That's what I think is going to be solved by this season.
Okay.
That's my solid answer.
All right. I got to back you up on that.
All right. But that's about it for like Easter eggs and stuff like that. Is there any other emails you wanted to bring up from people that sent in?
No. Remember, I was asking about the cell phone.
Oh, yes. A cell phone. Yes.
Cell phone. Andreas said it's a cell phone was used in Berlin. Was that Motorola
mm-hmm.
Razr RZ?
Okay.
It was released in Asia fall of 2007.
Ah, kind of.
So, but I was thinking though,
mm-hmm.
we've got this whole time travel thing.
Yeah.
If Ben is able to go in the future. Who's to say he didn't go in the future, grab the phone, bring it back, and just say, hey, so I'd use this phone.
Come on, that's a stretching
because,
it a bit.
Because people have been saying that Elsa said plane crash. She never said plane crash. She said
crash.
Crash.
So I think you're really stretching this.
And do you have an assassin that is known by everybody?
Well, that guy didn't know that he was one of the Oceanic Six.
Once he found out, though, he was a little afraid, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't know at first. He didn't like recognize him by his face or anything.
Because he was drunk.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just trying to stretch some of these
things.
Well, you know, I never said it was, that was my theory. My theory has been that he was working for him the whole time. I think since he was in Iraq and he met with Kelvin,
mm-hmm.
that's when he started
but
working.
But you also said that it was also a flashback,
I said, I'm almost willing to say, if you go back and check the tape, I said, I'm almost willing to say.
You're such a politician. It's disgusting.
It was a flashback, but. That cell phone is bugging me because I don't know the model and make in the year.
So
it
are
came
now
out.
You're saying it was more than likely a flash forward?
It probably was a flash forward.
But you're still saying that he's been working with Ben the whole time.
He has been working with Ben the whole time.
Okay.
And
all right.
I got tons of evidence against him.
Okay. You're just going to make a big folder?
I got it. Bring
okay.
it on.
All right.
My
so
case is strong.
That's what we have about The Economist. Now let's look ahead to next week's episode, Egg Town.
All right.
Here we go.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
Alright, next on Lost time, we have a new episode this Thursday, Egg Town.
Won't you take me to
Egg Town?
Kate.
I think people hate that one.
Yeah, that's, I hope, yeah. All right, so, let's see. You ready for the synopsis?
Yes.
What do you think the synopsis is?
Okay, they find a chicken on the island.
No, a chicken town.
A chicken town.
A town of chickens.
The old town of chickens. And it's, the old chicken shack where, Hurley used to work.
And they run the island?
Yes.
That's your theory?
Yeah, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, this is the actual synopsis
from...
Okay, good. I think we should stop. The synopsis is Kate.
And then, wait. His old boss, Randy, is seen on the island.
And he's the him.
He's the him.
Randy
he's Jacob.
Is the him.
Randy is Jacob.
All right.
And he's dressed in a chicken suit.
Kate's need to get information out of the hostage may jeopardize her standing with Locke as well as with Sawyer.
Ooh.
Why do you think she needs to talk to Miles, who is their hostage?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
he's an angry guy, so I don't know.
Be angry with him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I guess we'll have to see this Thursday
this
on ABC
this season
at
has
9 o'clock.
This season has me so confused; I can't guess anything.
You're just giving up right now.
I've given up
until like after the episode, and actually think of a crackpot.
And then I have all the answers.
Oh. Is that all it takes?
Just ask me.
Okay. All right, Jack, are you ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go.
Listener.
Back.
All right, it's listener feedback time. We got a lot of new great calls about the last episode, The Economist, and more. So what do you say we get into those, Jack?
Do it.
All right, first up we have Steve Squared, Brad from New York, and Chris. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Steve Squared in Fresno, California. And after watching this latest episode, The Economist, with that great reveal at the end, it's got me thinking that, well, a couple of things. First, maybe the hymn that Kate had to return to in the flash forward, the first one at the end of last season, maybe that hymn is actually Ben. Maybe Ben's controlling all of the Oceanic Six. And, you know, everybody's thinking when Ben says, don't you want to help your friends, that he's actually referring to the people left on the island. I think he might be referring to the people who got off the island. And I also am thinking that that maybe it really wasn't the freighter that got our Oceanic Six off the island. Maybe it's actually Ben. Maybe he made a deal with him to help him out in return for finally getting them off the island. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Brad from New York. Great episode this week. I believe the man in the coffin is Charles Widmore, because when the guys were, when Desmond asked if he knew Penelope Widmore, they both kind of gave a look at each other and like, no, Penelope, but we know her father. So he's the guy in the coffin. Also, Jack, you were saying that maybe in your crackpot theory that Saeed, it was a flashback, part flashback, part flash forward. When he's talking with Elsa in the bedroom before he gets shot, when she's saying, I don't know much about you, I understand you don't want to talk about the crash. So that must have been a flash forward because, you know, she obviously knows about the crash, you know. So anyway, that's it. Hope everybody's well. Bye-bye.
Jay and Jack, what's up? What's up? This is Chris from Houston. I just wanted to come up with my little theory, and now we know who Kate was talking about at the last season show when she said, I need to get back because he's going to be looking for me, blah, blah, blah. So we know she's talking about Ben. So apparently Saeed, Kate, and maybe even Hurley working for Ben, and maybe Ben telling them, if you want your friends to stay alive, then you have to do this mission for me. Not sure why Jack isn't on it, or maybe he is. And maybe that's why Hurley wanted to get locked up so he can avoid Ben, or avoid working for Ben. That's, to me, that makes more sense now that we know that Ben is this mastermind guy. So because I remember even after Hurley talked to Charlie, I mean, he got that out of his conscience. It's not like he tried to get out of the psycho ward. He was comfortable staying in there. So that tells me that, you know, maybe he's trying to run away from Ben, and Kate's working for him, Saeed's working for him, and you know, Ben basically has his foot on their face or their necks or whatever. Anyway, that's just my little theory. So let me know what you think. Holla.
Okay, thank you for those calls.
I like that.
Put on their face.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. I'm going to answer two of the calls.
Okay.
Well, part of I'm going to answer part of Steve's call now, and it's Chris at the end.
Yeah.
The friend thing.
Mm-hmm.
Saeed, who on the island is Saeed that good of friends with that he feel that he has to protect them?
The only one I'd say really was probably
Shannon.
Shannon.
And she's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you look on their whole, be honest with you, everyone on the island.
And he seemed rather close, well, kind of close with Charlie,
and he's
Kate,
dead.
And Hurley.
But he wasn't that close with Kate.
In the beginning, though,
and
they were.
And Hurley, you know.
Kind of backstabbing
at the end. So, be honest with everyone on this island, mm-hmm. Are they friends? You look at the people that we know are off the island, Saeed, Kate, and Jack. Kate and Jack obviously haven't been hanging around together.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hurley.
Hurley and Jack had a good relationship on the island.
On the island, but they're not hanging around off the island.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would... I've seen people on Survivor, after 3 days, when they vote someone off, crying and bawling. These people have been together for 100 days, and they don't seem to be close. The only ones you actually see being together off the island are Rose and Menard, and Sun and Jin. The rest would probably never talk to each other again.
Probably. There's yeah. no. So, I mean,
there's
who knows,
no. There's no bond there. I mean, yeah. there's no. They're always fighting. They're bickering. They're always on both sides. And you know, it's probably the whole thing they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But why would Saeed feel he has to protect those friends? Maybe Ben wasn't talking about those friends.
What friends would he be talking about?
Nadia. Maybe her family.
Mm-hmm. Why do you call it friends? I'd call that, you know, your.
Well,
whatever.
Maybe she has other. There might be other friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he was upset when he found out that the people that he was working with in Iraq were gassing his family.
Well, his the town where his
family, town where he grew up.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it could be some other friends that we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
Or friends that we've seen in the past. I don't think it's those friends. I just don't see anyone on the island. They just don't seem like bestest buddy. I mean, Jack and Kate have had that weird, awkward relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sawyer and Kate have had an awkward relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Locke is on his own.
Yeah, basically.
Claire, she had Charlie, but Charlie's dead.
Yeah, Hurley
had
Charlie.
Charlie, but Charlie's dead.
Yeah.
Jin can't communicate with anybody. He was kind of friends with Michael.
Yeah, he was kind of friends.
But then Michael shot somebody,
yeah.
two people, and left.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see that being the reason to protect his friends.
Okay.
Unless something happens in the next, this season that,
brings them closer together.
Brings them closer together.
Okay.
So I don't see it that. So,
yeah.
That is Ben in the coffin?
I'm beginning to kind of think Ben's in the coffin.
Because everyone seems to think that Ben's in the coffin.
I'm kind of feeling that one now. At first, I was Michael made more sense because on a little newspaper clipping said he had a teenage son.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking it very well could be Ben now that we know that he is off the island.
Yeah. And maybe Brad from New York said Charles Widmore.
That's a possibility. But see, Charles Widmore is like this, you know, gigantic bajillionaire.
But if he dies a broken man?
Maybe.
So, and he has no friends because he's just a jerk?
Yeah, but I don't know. That one seems, I mean, it's logical why nobody would be there for him if he lost all his money and he was a jerk. But I don't know. I don't know if it would be Charles Widmore.
And then Brad,
I can see him as the economist, though.
Yeah. I think he could be the economist.
Yeah.
And Brad also said that the flashback, Elsa said, or flash forward,
mm-hmm.
sorry, slip of the tongue there, that Elsa said crash.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a little known theory, fact out there, that Saeed was also a race car driver in Iraq, and he had a bad crash.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's it.
Jeff Gordon ran him off the road.
Yeah.
And I think that'll come out
in
to be
Iraqi
true.
In the Iraqi 500.
In the Iraqi 500, yes.
Oh man!
Why wouldn't she say plane crash?
Because I don't know. The only thing,
100%, is that phone. Everything else, you could.
The phone and the golf course.
The golf course. I didn't say that happened. We know that happened.
But
in the future.
But I kind of assume that's kind of like the continuance of the story.
I don't have to assume.
All right. Okay.
All
right.
Only thing I know is all the emails we're getting from the ladies.
Uh huh.
And my wife.
Yeah.
All I can say in this last episode.
Yeah, dude. I'll admit it. I was like excited this episode. He was the man.
Yeah.
He was the ladies' man.
Yes,
in
he
episode.
Was.
It must be the straight hair. It's yeah. It's too bad you can't straighten your hair, Jay.
We already talked about that. Move on.
All right. So let's get the next set. Are you good with these calls?
I'm good with those.
Next set
so
of calls
far,
here.
I think my theory has not been picked apart yet.
Dethroned yet?
Nope, not yet.
All right. Let's go to Dana, David, Grant, and Jason. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dana Bubb from Redondo Beach, California. And I was just reviewing the Thursday night episode, and I noticed that Saeed's scar on his left upper arm is not there in the scene where he's laying in bed with the girl that he kills, and it's also not there when he goes to see Ben to get the bullet pulled out. The scar that he has on his upper left arm isn't there in either of those scenes. And so I don't think that those scenes are flash forwards. I think those scenes must be flashbacks because he got that scar on the island. And so why wouldn't it be there if those scenes were taking place after he was rescued from the island? So that's my theory, and I don't know if it's been mentioned before, but I thought it was pretty interesting. So hope you put me on your show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is David from Memphis, home of the Tigers. I have a theory about the handful of snow that Saeed grabbed after he threw his cell phone away. At first, I thought this was really odd. However, after thinking back to the previous episode, I came up with a theory. It's probably not an original theory, but here it is. I believe that scene was a clue from the writers. Just like when Hurley was painting an igloo and an Eskimo and confirmed dead, Saeed is thinking about
the Arctic. My theory is that the island is in the Arctic. Hurley and Saeed are worried about their friends that are on the island. The painting and snow are storytelling devices to show us that they are thinking about their friends on the island. Think back to season one. There was a scene where Walt is reading a comic book, and there's a picture of a domed structure in an ice field. I think all these things are kind of pointing to the island being around the North Pole. Anyway, just a crackpot theory that I came up with. Hope you find it interesting.
Hey, this is Grant from Houston. I know this is kind of unorthodox, but I wanted to poke some holes in Jack's crackpot theory. Jack and Kate did get caught in one of Rusev's traps. And that one time when they found Michael coming back when Jack was going to the line that the others told him not to cross, and Jack and Kate got caught in the net, and Jack had to shoot him down. And then another one was Saeed was surprised about the whispers. You would have thought that Ben would have told him, hey, there are these weird whispers on the island, and da-da-da-da-da. And then at the end, when they're in the little pet place, Ben mentions something about protecting his friends, like, don't you want to protect your friends or something like that. And as far as the French goes, Rousseau's French, he might have understood some of it, but he did recognize that it was French. He did say, hey, this is French. Can anyone speak French? So, sorry to do that to you, but I just thought that one was a little too crackpotty. All right, see you later.
Yeah, this is Jason from Champaign. And in watching these first three episodes and then the season finale last year, all three people that you really get to see a lot of in these flash forwards have basically returned to their old lives. You got Hurley back in the mental institute, Jack drinking and kind of all messed up and, you know, kind of searching for something that he can't find, and Saeed now has been harming people in the service of others. So, that's all I got. We'll see what's going on with everybody else. It's kind of crazy, and I'm loving it.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I like it. They're all coming back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
Once a killer, always a killer.
Well, maybe that means that it wasn't so much the island is going to heal them for their future off the island as much as the island is where they should be.
That, or
accomplish what they were supposed to accomplish.
And they were thrown off the island.
Yeah.
So maybe. I.
Yeah.
Who knows? Going to Grant. Okay, Jack and Kate got caught in a net.
Yeah.
Russo's net. Do we know it was Russo's net? Because when Ben was caught and Saeed was caught, Russo came and picked him up right away.
Well, not so much.
How do we know?
Not so much Saeed, because remember, he was hanging for a while.
Yeah, she made
during the day, and then it was at night.
But she never came to pick them up, Kate and Jack.
Well, they weren't in there for a very long time. Remember, they said it could be days before she comes to pick them up.
We don't know for a fact it was Russo's net, do we?
I don't know for sure. But really, there's a little baby doll there. It's very common of.
Okay, can you say for a fact it was Russo's net?
I guess not for a fact, okay. but we kind of assume that.
Yes or no question, sir. Okay. As far as Saeed, about the whispers, you know, you tell people just as much as they need to know. You don't tell your operatives everything.
Uh-huh.
You got to have the upper hand on something, right? So you don't tell Saeed everything. And maybe Ben doesn't know what the whispers are. Right?
Okay, maybe.
We already gone over the whole thing with friends.
Uh-huh.
Saeed has no friends. And as far as French, I'm not an expert on French, but when I hear French, I know it's French.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we should do a test on that.
Do a test anytime you want. There's some.
But then
there's
we some think dialects, somebody was speaking Italian was speaking French.
That was you.
That was both of us.
That was the hot-looking French-speaking Italian girl.
Woman, yes. Oh, 2 years
well,
ago.
Well, we were just kind of, that wasn't fair. We weren't paying attention to what she was speaking.
Uh-huh. All
so
right.
I think that theory, I think, still holds true.
Okay.
The handful of snow, you know, I watched that too.
I think it's more like washing his hands, and we have a call about that.
I think maybe his cell phone was just hot. It was stolen, so
it's
just,
like Mission Impossible. He's really dumping it because it's going to explode and just get heating up.
Yeah, I think that might have been. Okay. I don't know. That could have been the whole Arctic thing. And
yeah. Remember the painting that Hurley was painting was just Jorge.
Well, spoiler alert, if you haven't heard it yet.
Well, it was 2 weeks ago.
Well, you never know.
Well, if you listen to our interview with Jorge Garcia, he said that he was just given free reign to paint something. That's what he painted because he thought that would be the farthest away from a tropical island would be an igloo.
Yeah.
Up in the north.
And as far as the scar, Dana pointing out the scars were not there.
Maybe they healed. Flash.
Scars do not heal.
They can. No. Scars heal over time, certain scars.
No.
They get smaller, less noticeable.
So that, is that
or
what you're saying?
Or it could just be a continuity error, which I'm thinking it's more
I think it's not a continuity error. I think the scars, this was, I'm leaning back to it. Maybe it was a flash forward.
Okay.
I'm still teetering back and forth, okay. But I think that's evidence pointing to, I think so far, we still haven't had anybody shoot down the theory yet, have we?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Carry on.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the next set of calls here. We got one from Jay from PA, Jeff, Jessica, and Justin from New Jersey. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Jay from PA. Just got done listening to your Thursday podcast. Sparked a thought in my brain, thought I'd share it. I think the picture that Miles has of Ben was actually taken on the day that Flight 50 took off from Sydney. I think he was in the airport. If you remember the season 2 episode where Locke took his wacky trip to the airport with Boone, he saw all the castaways, but he also saw Ben. I think it was a wink to the audience that Ben was actually here, and I think we'll find out in a future flashback that he actually was there. How he got back to the island before the plane, especially with a 31-minute delay, that I don't really know. I think that Saeed's future silky hair is magical. If I had hair like that, I'd be swimming in women. I'm not going to lie to you. Anyway, keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Jeff in the desert of Southern California. I have had an idea, a little prediction for a few weeks since the first episode of the season, and I thought I'd go ahead and get it out there before the show either confirms or denies it. So here goes. Now, none of us can fully understand the exact nature of how time or the passage of time works on the island. Whatever the case, the writers are clearly telling us that time and space variables are central themes of the show. Not necessarily that we have to understand all these variables, but that we must at least be open-minded to past, present, and future events happening in a nonlinear fashion. So with that preface, I offer you my first theory slash prediction of the new season. I believe the accident of the collapsing deck that Hurley confesses to Dr. Brooks in the Season 2 episode Dave actually happens on the island. And I think it may be related to how our survivors leave or attempt to leave the island. We know from that episode that 23 people were on the deck. The deck was only built to hold 8 people, and 2 people died. And I've always wondered why they've never shown that scene before in a Hurley flashback when it was so instrumental in sending Hurley to the institution in the first place. I'm thinking that Hurley may have been seeing that event happen in the future, and that's what drove him crazy the first time. Just a hunch. At the very least, I hope to see some repeated version of this incident that reminds Hurley that he's seen all of this happen before. So that's my theory, and I'm definitely sticking with it at least for now. So it's great to have Lost back, and it's great to have your show back. Thanks, guys.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jessica from California. I was just calling to say that I agree with Jack that maybe Naomi's bracelet was from Rose. Rose did say she had a daughter that passed away, so maybe her daughter survived and is looking for her. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Justin from New Jersey. Just listening to your Thursday edition of the podcast for The Economist. I got a little bored today, and I had DVR'd yesterday's episode, and before yesterday's episode, they reran Confirmed Dead with their special enhanced pop-up version that gives a little clues at the bottom. And, you know, as usual, the clues, you know, were bad. Hardcore fans pretty much knew everything that they already said. However, one of the first clues they mentioned was when they flashed back to Daniel Faraday's house. And, you know, people have been speculating who that lady was talking to. Was it somebody we know, or this or that, or who is it? Is it his wife? Well, apparently the lady that asked, you know, are you okay? Why are you crying? They said in the pop-up, it's not his wife, it's not his girlfriend, it's actually his caretaker. So I guess he is, you know, we know he's a little nuts, but I guess he's even more nuts than we expected. I'm sure everybody figured this out by now, but I figured I'd give a call and let you guys know. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So maybe it used to be his wife. Maybe they're divorced.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I'm still trying to hold on.
Okay.
No, I that was interesting.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I recorded it, but somehow it got deleted, so I didn't get to see it. So,
kind of a bad blood topic around the house right now.
Anyway, yeah, so that's cool to know that. Jessica agrees with it. See, people not believing in Rose completely. See, it's not just me.
Oh, yeah, so much as not believing in Rose completely. Okay, yeah, probably. But no, come on. Rose is a sweet lady. Why do people always have to accuse her of things?
Do we know much about her?
No, but come on, guys.
Do you know that much about Rose?
No.
Okay, enough said. Jeff, the time that Hurley, that the deck collapsed on the island.
Yeah, it was saying like he was envisioning the future.
Future. Or maybe it happened. He was in the future and he came back in the past. Is that what he's saying?
Maybe, or I think it was more like Desmond's flash forwards, where he's not maybe going there, but just like he can see the future.
That would be cool, because remember that the long theory for a long time that when we first found out about the deck collapsing, that everyone thought that's how Locke was going to get paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And then that got shot down.
Yeah.
But I would like that. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And then Jay from PA, Ben was at the airport during flight before 8:15 took off.
Yeah.
Now that would be cool.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that would be cool. That'd be very interesting. Now, how did he get back? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'd like that. Also, I agree with him about the magical hair. I wish I had
that smooth, silky, straight hair.
Not just having hair, but having magical hair.
Yeah. I mean, that was his Samson, his hair. That's how Saeed got all the ladies. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
That's it.
All right. Let's go to the last set of calls here. We got one from Kim from San Antonio, Mark O, Mike from Milwaukee, Obnoxious Scott, and Ray.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Kim from San Antonio, and I just wanted to call with some of my theories or observations about The Economist. Really enjoyed the episode. I just finished watching it a second time and listening to your podcast. So here's some things that I noticed. When Saeed first called his boss to let him know that he'd made contact and then threw the phone away, I thought it was a really telling moment that he picked up that little bit of snow and kind of washed his hands to get the icky feeling off his hands, because obviously he's dealing with somebody he doesn't like. Also, when the people had gone, or they found Hurley in the house, and Hurley was asking Miles, are you here to kill us? And he turns around and says, not yet, which implies to me, like, okay, not this trip, we're planning to kill you, but we are coming back in the future and going to kill you. That was kind of a doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo moment. And then the final thing, at the end of the episode, when Ben told Saeed, need I remind you what they did to you the last time you thought with your heart instead of your gun? So I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen with that. So that's all I have for right now. Have a good day. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mark O, the Lost Boy from New York City. I'm the guy with a pretty cool theory about Lost that I promise to reveal one day, but for now I'm just going to share a mini theory that I have about the last episode of The Economist. It's related to that, and I know that you guys get a lot of calls about who is in the casket, and it's always people just throwing a name out there without any kind of evidence or anything. But I have a theory with a pretty strong case, thanks to that episode, and I think it's Ben, and this is why. Okay, so we know he can get off the island. He's someone whose life is definitely in danger. He's someone who would probably not have anyone show up to his funeral. Jack is neither Ben's friend or his family member. Kate would have no intention of going to Ben's funeral and would probably seem puzzled that Jack would even ask her. And yeah, I guess the only question is, why would Jack be so torn up about his death? Not because he cares about Ben, but the information that he has. Jack wants desperately to return to the island, and only Ben knew how to do it. With Ben gone, so would be his chances to ever return, and that's why he nearly jumped off a bridge. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Love the show, guys. Just like Lost, it's addictive. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Mike from Milwaukee. First, I would like to thank you for setting your phone number to a jingle. I was able to dial it without having to go through the episode to find that number, so thank you for that. And my theory is that the person that Kate had to get back to at the end of season 3 was Ben, because she's also working for him. All right, thanks a lot for the show, guys. Keep up the great work.
Hey, Jay and Jack, what's up, guys? This is Obnoxious Scott from Cleveland. Hey, I'd written in a few weeks ago, and first of all, I wanted to say thank you, Jack, for heeding my advice. The show is going along very smoothly and very quickly, so cheers on that. The reason I called in was because I wanted to tell you that I think this week's episode confirmed my theory, the one that I had sent you via email, and that is about the connection between the show and I think it was something that popped up last year, or actually, no, 2 years ago, when Sawyer was reading an Ayn Rand novel. And I think it was, this last week that that new character, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but he mentioned something about how the light is not distributing or refracting properly on the island, so that makes me think that I'm right. And that is, in this Ayn Rand novel, it's actually not the one that's in the show, The Fountainhead. I think that's a little bit of subterfuge. It's, I think, a reference to Atlas Shrugged. And the quick of it is that in Atlas Shrugged, the main character, this railroad executive, all these people that she is working with, the banker, and there's a few other people, I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're disappearing throughout the whole novel. And long story short, at the end, she eventually finds them, and they're in this hidden place. And throughout the whole story, they keep repeating, who is John Galt? It's a reference to, they don't know why things are happening, who is John Galt? What does it matter? So they eventually find John Galt, and it turns out he's the person responsible for taking all of these productive people away from society. And this city, this town that they're in, is protected by this complex ray screen that they built to kind of refract light over where they are and protect them, because it creates this kind of mirage and they can't really even be seen from overhead. Well, they finally are discovered, and I think that that's what this is. And hearing that comment by that guy is confirmation of that. So that's my semi-crackpot theory. So let me know what you guys think. Thanks.
Hey, Jack and Jay. This is Ray from San Antonio, Texas. I'm actually watching the Lost, The Economist, and I'm guessing, well, it's almost at the end, but I was thinking about it today, and I was thinking about the whole prediction or the vision that Desmond had. I'm thinking that he lied to Charlie about the whole Claire getting onto the helicopter, and because he's really anxious to leave, anxious to find Penelope, as you can tell in all the recent episodes when he finds Naomi from the parachute and thinks it's her. He looks really anxious to get off, thinking he probably lied to Charlie saying that Claire's going to be able to get off, when in the vision he probably saw himself getting on the plane, on the helicopter. Maybe that's why they never showed the vision, how they always show the vision for when Charlie dies. I'm thinking Desmond is lying to Charlie and it's going to be him leaving. That's my thought of it. Hope to hear the next podcast. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, I guess it did happen.
Yeah.
Desmond did get on the helicopter, yeah. And so did Saeed. So much for women and children first. Well, Claire was on the other side, though.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't there.
So did Desmond lie just to get on there? He wants to get back to Penelope in the worst way.
I don't
way.
Know if he'd be able to do that.
He's
That's
really
so
he's really not friends.
Shady.
And he's not friends with anybody on the island, really. He's not really close to anybody, is he?
Not really. He's kind of has that kind of camaraderie friends. With Locke, kind of.
Yeah, but that's
we call
more,
him Boxman.
Yeah. But he's not really friends with him. He didn't go with him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe he did lie to him.
Maybe.
Liar. As far as the obnoxious Scott, it was Daniel who said the light was scattering.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's so far over my head. I don't know what's going on, but that could be what's going on. But like we said earlier,
I mean, the dome theory has been around for a long time. Yeah, they're on dome.
Yeah, but I would like to know more. Hopefully we find out this season a little more.
Yeah,
maybe we can.
Yeah,
of course we got two seasons after that, so they're not going to really give us too much information, but mm-hmm. maybe enough where someone like me can figure out a little more what's going on. I'm just reading all the different theories on it because, like I said, it really time travel and all this stuff interests me a lot.
Yeah,
but it's over my head. I don't understand it. And so now we got, Miles said, Kate is the one, Kate has to get back to Ben, but Marco says Ben is in the coffin.
Uh-huh.
So which one is it?
I think I would go more with the Ben is in the coffin.
So you don't think Ben, who Kate has to get back to is not Ben? Because we've had a lot of people Ben.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
If Ben is in the coffin.
Yes.
Who killed him and why?
Saeed killed him.
I think Jack killed him. If Ben is in the coffin, Jack killed him. That's why Jack is acting the way he's acting.
Why?
Because Jack is.
Why would he be surprised when he sees it in the newspaper?
Because he did something. Maybe he operated. I don't know. Jack is losing it. Jack killed him in a drunken state. He was in a drunken stupor.
Nah. And didn't realize. I think Saeed's cooler. If Saeed killed him finally. And that'd be awesome.
Saeed wouldn't do it. He didn't realize because he has to protect his friends.
Uh huh.
All his friends. So Jack did it. And didn't realize it until he saw the obituary. What do you think?
Know. No, I don't like that.
What do you think? Nope. And that's why he was so upset, because he realized after he was done that he's the one that killed Ben.
Uh-huh.
But didn't realize until he sobered up a little.
he was still drinking on the plane.
And that's why he was so frustrated. That's why he was so messed up when he went to the funeral. He's the one that killed Ben. Ben's in the coffin and Jack killed him.
I don't know. I don't know about that one. But, I guess anything's possible in the world of loss. But I don't think
so. And then I like the part where Kim said about maybe he's washing his way. He grabbed the snow because he doesn't want to work with Ben.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then Miles telling Hurley not yet.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I wouldn't think he'd say not yet and let him know that they are there to kill him. Maybe just put it in their head.
Yeah.
That could possibly happen.
He's just messing with him. You can't really take Miles, probably just messing with his head.
So.
A la Sawyer.
Yeah.
Or Ben. All right. Anything else would you like to say?
No, that was it. But I did have some more information on the Saeed thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Just questions for you.
All right.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
And questions for the listeners if they want to answer them. Thank you for fixing my microphone. Do you have it where you want?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Thank you. When Saeed first goes to Frank, I'll make a deal with you. I'll bring Charlotte back if you put me on the helicopter.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It keeps moving.
I know.
Why does Saeed make a deal with him? Why not just put the gun to Frank's head? You're going to put me on the helicopter. They have the guns. Frank has no leverage. Why?
Maybe they want to be like the others.
No.
They're trying to do it diplomatically.
You don't have to be diplomatic.
Plus, you don't know what the people on the boat have. You don't know their capabilities. You don't know what kind of stuff they can send in. You don't know what kind of weapons they have that they can shoot. If they can shoot a missile there, you don't know what other kind of stuff they can do.
You're getting on the helicopter anyway.
Saeed's doing the smart thing by doing everything diplomatically and not trying to start a war.
This is why he did it. He wanted to get over there and let Ben know that he was going to get on the boat. I'm telling you, it's what it is. Why would you do that?
Because I told you, he's doing good diplomacy and he doesn't want to start a war.
He's going to be starting a war when he gets over there anyway.
You don't know that. He's going over there to figure out what their plans are. Why is it so important that
he get on the boat, not someone else?
Because he's taking charge.
Should he stay on the island and keep Jack in line?
He said Jack has everything under control here.
He said Jack was not being a diplomat.
Going over to Locke, he wouldn't use good diplomacy.
No, Jack was not working. He knew Jack was not thinking right. So.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all. I think we answered all the. Oh, wait. No, that's it. Yep.
Okay. Let's get to the LTOTW, Listener Theory of the week. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Bob from Pittsburgh again. My theory for the week is that the person in the coffin is one of the Oceanic Six that Saeed ended up having to kill to get them, because they went crazy or insane or something along those lines. And Kate didn't want to go to the funeral because of whatever that person did to cause Saeed to need to kill him.
All right.
I like it.
Congratulations.
Of course, so I just figured out that it's Ben because Jack killed him. Right.
No, but I think that is pretty interesting. Well, that'd be a great, battle in his mind on what to do, the right thing or not.
Well, it'd be a great twist, but then we know it's not Jack. We know it's not Kate, and we know he wouldn't kill himself. Well, we don't know if he'd kill himself.
Yeah.
But then it can only be as, because we don't know who the other two are, it'd have to be Hurley. As of now, it'd have to be Hurley.
Yeah, from who we know.
From who we know.
Is Oceanic Six. And we don't know for sure yet if Kate is, in fact, one of the Oceanic Six. She could be, like, in hiding out there.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. We don't know, because she could be using a assumed name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, could be someone we haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it's going to be?
What, in the coffin?
No, the other two or three people.
I'm going to say Kate.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sun and Jin just because...
I'm going to say Sun and Jin.
Just because I can't think of anybody... They're on that side.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anybody else who would... Because Desmond wasn't part of the six.
Mm-mm.
And he wasn't on the plane.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Unless he assumed someone's name, one of the dead.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but I'm going to say Sun and Jin.
I'll say Sun and Jin.
All right. So, excellent call. Thank you, everybody, calling for this week. And, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yes.
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with lots of questions, comments, and or theories.
And also, hold on a second. Keep your comments coming about the theory, too, because I'm having fun going back and forth with it.
Also, send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to our show. Like, join us on MySpace, dig us on dig.com, check out our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com. Join up, sign up, discuss the episodes, put out your theories for us, Jack and I, and also the other listeners that are on the forum. Discuss Lost, discuss other things as well. It's a lot of fun, our forum.
Yeah.
Also,
everyone seems to get along.
Yes.
Unlike the people on the island.
Also, if you'd like to check out our store at shopsaminate.com, pick out one of our cool t-shirt designs or sweater. Or hoodie, I should say. Also, if you'd like to help us out with our advertising endeavors, click the link right now, click the link at jandjack.com for Wizard Media survey to help us with that. And Jack, anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, the season 4 contest, I think I said earlier that we would do a top 30.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized that a lot of the questions we had, people might have been putting more than 8 for their answer.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think I can really do that now. Mm-hmm. I'm going back and forth with it because I was... kind of rushed. I figured they wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
I figured the writer's strike wasn't going to be solved the way they were talking, so I kind of...
Okay, so you kind of...
I kind of put my foot in my mouth.
Okay.
So maybe we can do both. Maybe I can do the top 30 after 8 episodes, and then I'll come
up... Well, do whatever's going to be easiest for you so you're not, like, having a heart attack.
Right now, we're just going to leave it as is, but I kind of feel bad because I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of going back. I'll let you guys know on Thursday's episode.
Okay.
Or send me emails. Let me know if you would be upset if I didn't do it.
Okay. Why don't we say next Monday's episode? Full
next Monday. Give guys full week. You know, if you're really going to be that upset that I didn't do it, then we'll do the top 30. And then we'll just continue. We'll have like 2 contests or something.
Okay.
But you already have to be in.
Yeah.
I still have people asking me if they can enter the contest. You had to be in by January 26th. So sorry. Sorry about that. Also, we are going to do a talk show podcast on Lost this Saturday night.
Yes, this Saturday night on TalkShoot.com. This will not be part of our feed.
It's a separate thing. Just a live podcast.
Bring your theories.
You want to bring your theories and talk and just have a good time and shoot the bull. We're here at 9th. I don't know. Just
shoot the bull with what?
Shoot the bull. An arrow or something like that. Maybe Saeed with his magical hair will be there. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wow, that'd be glorious.
Yes.
We get a lot of listeners
of
ladies.
Naveen, if you're out there and you want to come join our talk show podcast.
Make sure your hair's straightened.
Yeah, make sure your hair's straightened. We'll make it a vidcast. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Yep.
I watched him on the official podcast. They had him and Michael Emerson on there.
Mm-hmm.
And every time Naveen talked, it was like, that's not him.
I know, it's weird, huh?
He's got the British accent.
Like a British accent.
Yeah.
Regular life.
Yeah. So I guess that's okay. So there, right there, he's not being honest.
He's an actor.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure.
With the magical hair. Also, don't forget, because the reason we're doing this talk show one is a couple reasons is to get more calls. People, you know, people want to have upset that we're not playing as many calls and stuff like that. So
we are. It's not that we're not playing as many.
We're just getting so many. And we just can't get to everybody. So this gives you guys an opportunity to talk and have fun. Also, we're doing that telethon on March 15th
at
3:30. It's going to be a 25-hour podcast. Jay cannot wait to do it.
He's so excited.
I have to be honest with you, you have been a little more upbeat about it lately.
It's a lot of medication.
Yes.
No.
Remember, Ryan and Jen from The Transmission will be on.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph from Darmalar is doing our top 40 movie picks of all time.
Sure.
We'll have Cliff on. We're going to have Dale on. There's a new Married Man podcast coming out. And just give you guys a heads up. The first 20 minutes is kind of gross.
If Dale's on it, it's always going to be slightly gross.
It's a little out there. So if you haven't listened to it yet, just beware that it had me kind of...
It's Dale.
It's Dale, okay? Dale was going on. But we'll have Dale on and the thing, too, and then maybe some other special guests.
Okay. All right. We'll see you guys this Thursday.
Oh, I can't wait.
Episode of Lost. It's going to be awesome. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.